Welcome to Soul Busy. I'm Reach.
And I'm Carly,
your CEO
and COO
sisters. We share unfiltered convo on balancing hustle with mindfulness
while running successful businesses with soul
and the real life between it all. Hey, Carl.
This is a perfect episode for me.
How do you do?
How do you do, Rachel?
I do good.
How do you do do?
How do you do do? So I feel like been talking about this for a little while about how like there's this misconception that like soul busy is like an always thing. It's not an always thing. We're not always fucking soul busy.
I'm like probably more non-soul busy than you, which is this episode's for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's the negative I thrive. Side.
This is the other side. I thrive here.
Well, I mean, really the contrast of it all, right? Contrast of it all. I want to talk about like what that means though, because I feel like there's like this, I don't know, stigma of like soul busy means like you're this type of person or that type of person. To me, soul busy is just like, I'm really fucking busy, but like it's coming from my soul. So like, I'm totally satisfied and happy. Like that's what soul busy means to me. Like I'm moving fast, but I'm making time for me. Like I'm feeding my soul while I'm busy. That's what that means.
Yeah. I think it's also like being the witness in your own life where you can like stop yourself. Like, I don't think it means like, oh, I'm this like perfect person who like wakes up every day, goes to the gym, makes my food healthy, has a smoothie, has the best day ever, goes home, does another workout. Like, no, that's absolutely not. That's not what it means. And like, you're just like a positive poly, like always having sex with your significant other. Like,
why did we go straight to sex?
I'm just saying like all the things that like people think people do. They're like, you never think about that on TikTok. You're like, oh, she must like always want to have sex with her husband. And you're like, you're fucking annoying.
I don't think that.
You don't?
No, I think probably the opposite. Like, I think that most, I would imagine that most women, like when they're in the mood, they're down, but like 98% of the time are not down.
I have friends that are like every day. And I'm like literally like, fuck you.
I would also never have sex. Also, ever. First of all, that's just painful.
Also must be nice for your husband or other significant other, whoever it is. I don't shave my legs that often.
I don't like shave my legs for sex.
Yeah, like it's too much for me. I'm not going to do that.
Mike actually gets disturbed sometimes. He'll like randomly, he'll be like, whoa, you have a long knee hair or a long chin hair. He'll be like, can you figure that out? Or like, I got my armpits lasered and obviously you know that. And so yeah. I stopped doing the laser. So like my hair doesn't really grow in my armpits. They're like beautiful little.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's
a nice beautiful moment. Sentiments. However, there is one hair that will grow from time to time that will just, I won't shave because I don't look at my armpits anymore. And it will just become like all of a sudden like 3 inches
You'll
long.
You'll have a rogue long
hair. I have a rogue long armpit hair. Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, no, I know.
You gotta get that under control.
I wanted to talk about today like exhaustion and like not giving a fuck and like when you don't feel so busy and like when you're just too tired to give a flying fuck about anything. Like what happens? What does that look like? What do you do? Like, and what do you feel, you know?
Sometimes I feel nothing.
You're just a nub.
Yeah, like when I'm like
you're just a nub.
Well, no, like sometimes I'm just like mom will call me, like I said, every morning, like we'll always kind of talk and she'll be like, how are you? And I'll be like, I feel nothing. I don't know. Like yeah. I just, you know what I mean? Like I just, there's just some times where I'm not in the mood. And
like,
I'm just.
Like life has like extreme highs and lows.
Yeah.
And like, I was also thinking about it too. Like, there's just so much going on in the world that is depressing, right? Like really bad hurricanes and like wars and the conversation of like World War III. And it's like really hard when you're paying attention to the news and then like living your life, that might like also be a challenge to like not get mixed up in all of that and like feel depressed and sad or like caught up in politics.
I feel like a bad person because sometimes I can't even deal with that.
Like I actually noticed a theme that a lot of people are shutting down. And like when there's shit going on in the world, like compassion is at a low is my, that's a assumption. I just feel like people don't have the capacity right now with how stressful things are to like even look outside of their own bubble. Did you see that on Instagram? There was like a study that was saying like parents are more stressed than they ever have been in their entire life. Like moms are like detrimentally like not doing well.
Why?
Like young moms, because for the first time in history, apparently moms have like never had so much pressure on them to be a provider, to work full time, to take care of children at such a young age. They're also having children later in life. So they're like in the height of their career while taking care of children, while providing for their children and for their family,
yeah,
financially and just care wise.
Well, it's just interesting. And I think I was talking about this with you the other day. I listened to a podcast, Stassi Schroeder was on it, and she was talking about like mom life, and people were like, how do you do it all? And like, why, how are you so pretty and like always doing your makeup and hair and having two kids and living this crazy celebrity life? And she was like, I don't
do it all.
Do it all. And she was like, and stop asking me that. And right. Also stop putting pressure on me to feel like I need to be.
Well, yeah, I think that's you said that to me, and I like had to think about what you were talking about at first.
Yeah.
Because like at first I was like a little confused by that response, because I feel like I do so fucking much. So like I sometimes feel like I am doing it all. But then I started to think about it further, and it was like, I definitely don't do it all. Like I definitely have a shit ton of help to like do all that I do well. And like, if I didn't have a shit ton of help, then I probably would like not be totally mentally stable.
Not everyone can have that help though. So it's like
well, I'm not just talking about like a nanny. I'm actually talking about like my husband, like, or like you.
Well, so, but I'm saying like even someone who some people just, I feel badly for people who don't always have that help, or they have to live farther away from family, or their significant other works a job where like they work nights. And like when I have kids, like Joe and I will literally be alone with my child more often than not. And so will he.
Right.
So like it's not always like rainbows and butterflies. And I think it's cool though, the way that people have to figure it out, because you have to figure it out. Like I've had friends that have had accident, like babies, they didn't know they were going to have babies and like weren't ready for them 100%, but it's like, you have to figure it out.
Right.
Like there's no option and there's no choice, and it's hard.
I think even when you have figured it out, like I feel like I have a good flow, I'm still exhausted. And I think that that's like a misconception too. It's like social media can make everything look so perfect.
Yeah.
Like last night Lily woke up at 1:30 in the morning. I was like in a deep sleep, mouth taped, like in a coma, like absolutely out. Yeah. I was like manifesting before I went to bed. I was saying out loud, I will have a deep sleep, that I will not wake up until 6 a.m. Like I will not have interruptions. Of course, there was an interruption. Woke up at 1:30 in the morning. Lily dropped her book. She was absolutely pissed off about that. And so I got her book, and then I kept hearing phantom cries, and then it was like 1:30, and I was like, I can't fucking fall asleep. So I pull out my phone, and I start reading about like the Tampa hurricane, and I like got into a loophole, started going to every outlet, and then I was like, fuck, like I haven't been paying attention to world news, and like, you know, then I started to feel bad. I'm like, oh my God, all these people in Tampa, and then I started to pray for them. I'm like,
it sucks.
I was in a loophole, and then I couldn't fall asleep. Yeah. And then like Mike woke up, and then he was like making me stay awake, and then I was like really tired. And then I started thinking about work, and I was like, what about this about work? What about this about work? What about this about this project? Is this going to come on time? Like, what do I think about the marketing of this? And then I was like, fuck, I'm going to be
life
tired.
Life is so weird.
Life is weird.
It's super weird. It's like you go through all of these phases in your life, or like a day could be a phase. Like it's weird to analyze. 'Cause like, you're just like this being on this earth, like everyone's just trying to survive.
Right.
And it's just like you can go from having such an amazing day to such a bad day in 24 hours. And it's so funny. And you still have to live.
There's just a lot of pressure. I think that like for me last night, like I'm not like getting up to go meditate in my meditation room, but like I go back to modalities that I know help me. And like in that moment, I didn't like go into like, you know, a trance, but I just used my breath to like pull me back down. And I just did, like, honestly, it was only, I would say, about 3 full deep breaths. And it's wild to me.
Yeah.
What your breath can do to calm you down. Not fast breathing, like slow, long, careful breath. And I was able to, like, get myself to go back to sleep.
The breath definitely works. Like, sometimes I don't do, like, your form of meditation, but definitely focus on breathing, because I really need it to calm down my nervous system, because I get a little hyped. But it's funny to me, like those moments of silence, like I do appreciate that I am able to always get myself back to being more soul busy.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, is like how you come back, right?
Which I think if anyone listening to this, like if you feel like you don't have that ability, you have to find a why to keep going. Like you always do. Like there's always a why to keep going.
Well, I think one why for me is like, I don't like to feel anxious.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like it really bothers me to feel anxious. Like the other, I think it was like 2 Mondays ago, I got like super anxious, just 'cause like my personal to-do list, like I cannot find time to go to the dentist.
It's been a year since I've had my teeth cleaned. I have a cavity. Like, I literally, it's the last thing on my list because I don't have, like, childcare to go to a doctor's appointment or whatever. And, like, I was like, fuck, like, my tooth hurts. Like, I need to get this done. And then of course, I started to kind of spiral into this list of my head of, like, oh, well, I have to book Lily's first dentist appointment. And when the fuck will I do that? And then
And that is, like, insane. When you have little people that you also have to have a full. Well,
then I felt, like, irresponsible. I was like, I haven't booked her dentist appointment. Like, what if she has a cavity?
Yeah, but you've never had kids before where you are at that age. So you have to give yourself grace.
I definitely give myself grace, but what my point is that there's those stressful moments for me personally where, like, I ignore one aspect of my life and then it piles in, like, I have to handle it. And then, like, I get annoyed. Like, I bought these really expensive curtains that I was really excited about for my bathroom, and they've been sitting there for 7 months, and I've been avoiding, like, hiring someone to come put them in, and, like, it's just, like, you know, this dumb fucking shit that lives on your to-do list that, like, kind of goes nowhere that, yeah, like, drives me nuts.
That would not bother me. So, like, I don't...
That bothers me. You're significantly
crazy. But it's funny, though, like... you never know what people are going through. I think it's, like, insane to, like, it could be something so small that is, like, on your list that it makes you anxious, and it can be something so large that makes you anxious, but you kind of handle both of them the same, which you, if you really think about it, like, you literally just have to take time for yourself to heal from whatever it is.
But you also, like, community too. Like, I feel like we underestimate, like, that we have a lot of great people in our life that, like, when those moments are down and out, like, surrounding yourself with people that, like, actually give, like, a good hug or, like, are like, it's going to be okay, or, like, give you words of encouragement.
Yeah, I also hate that, though.
I know.
I'm very big on, like, trying to handle things on my own. And when I need help, like, I'll text people that I need and I'll be like, FML. And then someone will send me back being, yeah, like, what's going on?
My takeaway from what you're saying, though, Carly, is that you are able to ask for help. I think a lot of people maybe aren't.
Yeah.
And I think, like, there's embarrassment, you know, like, if you think somebody else is handling it all really well or doing it all, like, maybe it's hard to, like, say that, you know?
I definitely think having, like, I love that the girls in the salon downstairs have each other, because having a sense of, like, similar,
what's camaraderie? The word?
Like, yeah, like, camaraderie or similarities with other people when you're feeling crazy is, like, one of the best feelings in the entire world.
Right.
Like, you can call your friend and be like, this fucking sucks.
Motherhood makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it really does. Like,
I believe that.
There's so many fucking angles of motherhood. Like, the other night I spiraled out of control, like, where am I going to send my kids to school? Like, what is that going to look like? And, like, then I'm like, calm the fuck down. Like, I have to bring myself back to this thought in my head that it's, like, not everything has to be figured out, like, today.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, we can, like, fall into it.
And by the way, if we do think it has to be figured out today, it's probably not going to happen. So you kind of...
Not going to happen well?
You have to hold on to, like... But I also think, too, like, it's good to think about those things, because then it starts to build up in your head. Like, I wouldn't like to never think about those things either and then, like, never do anything about it.
I think it's what you do with it. I read this book by Rick Rubin. If you don't know who he is, you should definitely look him up. He's, like, an idol of mine. But he's a music producer, but he's so much more than that. He's extremely spiritual and just, like, very grounded to the earth. But he said something like...
People love his quotes.
I love his quotes. He was like, what you do with an idea is more important than the idea.
Yeah.
And I that plays in my head, because what I've done when I get overwhelmed or when my to-do list is piling up is I write.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's actually my notes app of my phone. Like, I have to make a list. I've really learned myself in that way, that when I'm starting to feel, like, a little dizzy and crazed and talk a million miles per hour, and, like, I'm like, I got to do this and I got to do this. And, like, everybody else around me is like, whoa, you need to chill the fuck out. Because I do get like that, because, like, I like things done a certain way. Then I go straight to making a list, and I take that idea, put it on the notes app, and then I can look at it and be like, yeah. And you want to know what happens? 10 out of 10 times I look at that list and I'm like,
do nothing.
No. 10 out of 10 times I look at the list
and I would do nothing.
It's not that overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, like, it makes you feel better?
Like, it's, like, in my head, yeah. It's, like, becoming a bigger deal than it actually is in life.
It's funny. I think you're a lot like Dad, in my opinion, like, in that way. And, like, I think I'm very similar to Mom, where we kind of just, like, let things happen to us instead of, like, controlling it, which is good and bad. Like, I think, again, the contrast is super funny. But I am very, like...
not planned out like that. Like,
really?
At all. Like, I'm like, whatever's going to happen, I don't go to the grocery store on the same day. Don't even care about that. Like, I'm super random.
We are
like,
really weirdly opposite it, like that.
I know.
Like, I am super the same weird. Grocery every week.
Nope, don't care. And I don't want to.
And I
want to
tell you something. When I switch the day that I get my groceries, like, I'm actually on tilt the entire week.
Do you get
week.
Gas the same day?
You're not going to like my answer to that.
Okay, perfect. It's really weird.
No. I don't get my gas.
What? Who, Mike does it?
I wait till Mike gets in the car and then I make him pump the gas.
I do love when Joe gets me gas. What the hell is that? So stupid.
I'm not routined with gas. No, I can tell
you that.
I would
be upset with you if it was. But again, I don't go to the grocery store every day. I wonder when I do have kids if that will change, obviously, because like I have a little bit more freedom.
No. It definitely has to change because if I run out of a certain food for the girls, they just like won't eat.
Yeah. Well, something that you were talking about, like, going on with your day-to-day. Sometimes I I know I need a vacation when I'm getting all crazy too. Like, it's not even just sitting down and breathing. Like, I'm like, holy shit, I need to get the fuck out of here.
I find something very therapeutic about getting on a plane. Yeah. But then again, as mom guilt always is.
I know, leaving your kids
I
is tough.
Feel very guilty about leaving them. But
even a vacation with your kids though, like.
I'm going to tell you what the fuck I say to myself though. You are a better mom when you get the fuck away.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get away. I need to do nothing. I need, my nervous system needs calm.
Yeah.
I think the theme of this conversation is like, no one, whether they say it or not, or seem it or not, is always fucking good. Soul busy and is always fine.
Yeah. And honestly, like, the comparison of social media sometimes, like, is fucking detrimental. Like, seriously, like, there are times where I'm like, put your fucking phone away and be in your own body and just shut the fuck up. Because it is, sometimes I'm like, oh, that person was trying to get pregnant for a day and she's fucking pregnant. And I'm like, you're fucking annoying. But I'm like, catch myself and I'm like, send her positive vibes because
I was just,
you don't want to do that. And when that happens to you, other people were feeling the same way. Or like, when I wanted to get engaged, like, I was like, oh, that person's engaged, fuck you. That person's engaged, fuck you. That person got married, like, blah, 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 like, all
really,
those things.
Sadly, to put it simply, that's a projection of your own wants and needs that aren't being met.
100%. And you get them, though. Like, you'll get all the things that you want.
That's why I was saying, though, like, the to-do list will get done. The things I need to figure out will get done. Like, I am the personality type where, like, I spiraled the other day about school systems and, like, started looking at houses and, like, almost got pre-approved for a mortgage. And Mike literally he is my voice of reason. And he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, okay, I definitely admit I'm fully fucking crazy. And I'm going to turn the car around. I was on my way to go look at a house.
You're just type A.
And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, reflection.
Yeah. Me and Mike, we'll make fun of you together. It's totally fine.
No, you're not going to bring that up to him. He doesn't listen to this, so it's fine.
He doesn't?
No.
Joe definitely doesn't listen either. No, honestly, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, because he'll use it against shit. Me. He'll use
Fuck
it against me.
Fuck you, boys. Me. Fuck you, miss.
Yeah, I really love the contrast of it all, because it would stress me out to feel like I had to be, like, perfect 24/7. Like, I cannot handle that. Like, I need people to know. And I need to choose my friends wisely, and that they can handle my personality, because I'm very up and down and, like, can have some mean jokes. Like, I can be very honest. So, like,
Oh, no, you?
Yeah, me.
Really?
So, like, I really need, like, to be able to have my space to, like, be a drama queen on my own, and then I come back to life, you know? Like, I need that space.
Everybody has their own ebbs and flows. For me, there are some non-negotiables that I do feel very passionately about. And some of those are, like, blaming myself first, really taking accountability for my actions, my feelings, and my emotions, having clarity on when I am not soul busy and what I need to do to become the better version of myself and come back to my highest self. And lastly, like, I obviously these are repeat things, but I have to repeat these things in my head, is language. Like, I will never break on language. So, like, if I'm, like, in a rut and I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, too tired to care, fuck you, fuck them, fuck him, fuck her, hate everybody, suck everything, like, fuck it all. If I'm in that headspace, then I have to immediately whip myself back to language.
Yeah.
And that, like you just did that when you were saying like, fuck her, she got pregnant or got married or whatever. Like I need to immediately be like, I am grateful. I am grounded in my gratitude. I am so happy I'm healthy. I am so happy for this, this, and this. I do not need to have this today. Like the language I speak to myself brings me back consistently.
Yeah. And I don't think it's good karma to like do that to other people. Like you don't know what other people are going through. And I think it's super interesting. That's why I'm always like, don't compare to social media. Cause I always say like when I hear something or I see someone and I'm like, oh, she looks like she has a perfect life. And then something happens and I'm like, social media is so fake. Like, don't even listen
like
to that.
Somebody like, seems like they have a perfect relationship. And then they're like, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah. It's like, wait, what? Like,
where was your divorce 2 months ago?
Or a day ago.
Psycho.
There's two things I do. When we're talking about this, music really takes me out of my head. And like listening to it in the cars, like sometimes I'll just be like, what are you laughing?
I'm laughing at how opposite we are.
It doesn't help you. You need silence.
I need silence. Yeah. So like when I'm in the car and I like Mike and I call it raw dogging it now because like that was something that was like on TikTok or something. I'll when I'm like on overstim, I go to the car quietly.
Well, no, I really like when I'm like angry or frustrated or like annoyed and need to like get myself back up. Like I know I need to put my headphones in and like go to the gym.
Right.
Like that's just something that saves me because I do like to be alone. Like I need to get through things alone. Like I need to have time. I need to sit on my couch. I need to watch reality TV. Like I know what I need to do, but I also will never like not do something to fix an issue I have. Like if it's dieting, I will go back to my diet that will make me feel better. If it's going to the gym, I will try to go more. If it's walking my dogs and having peace, I will do that. If it's going on a date night with Joe and feeling connection with him or feeling like I need to cuddle in bed and sit and not talk and laugh with him, like I will make sure that we're able to do that.
I think one thing that I've gotten very good at is, well, it's two parts. When I'm fucking mental, psychotic, tired, wanna fucking kill everyone, there's the process time, right? Like whatever that means to you. Like I need to process my feelings. And then there's the communicate part. And the part that I feel bad for some people when I talk to them is like they have no one to communicate to get the help.
It sucks.
Which is why I started that way. Because like for me, it's like, okay, I need to process what am I feeling and why am I mad or why am I X or blah, 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 blah. And then the step two is like, I need to ask for what I need. You know what I mean? It's not always help. Like I might need to help myself, like per your point. Yeah. But like, let's say Mike is like, did something that actually happened this morning. Like, I know this is a silly example, but like it really fucking gets me going when he shaves his chest hair and his back hair and there's little shavings all over the bathroom. Like it's really bothers me. So
why doesn't he just do it in the shower?
So literally I bought him like that thing.
Oh, that covers.
Like, covers that
whole, yeah, I know
and he
about.
Lost it. And I'm like, how do you lose that? Like it just stays in the bathroom. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So he just shaves I like an aimless monkey through my entire bathroom that just got cleaned. Like, you know, like I have a cleaning person that comes, like I love that day. That's my favorite day of the week. And I'm like, you just shat all over it. And so this morning I like took a second. I like calmed down. Cause like, honestly, it gets me so fucking crazy. And then I left the house and I sent him a text and I was like, I'm very irritated that you did that.
You're annoying.
I communicated that I need that not to happen. Well, no, it triggers me.
No. Hold on. I would like to say this because Joe and I have grown up together. So like I know that's a very big trigger for people. Like if you don't have a support system in your relationship, then find one that is a support system for you or get the fuck out of whatever you're
in. It wouldn't bother you if you had chest hair all over your
bathroom
floor.
Hold on. I want to say something. First of all, I am with someone who can handle my emotions and I need that, but right. I also know who I am. Like I know what I need. And if I need to have a tantrum, I will have the fucking tantrum and I don't care. And he will let me. Like that is my number one thing. Not the number one thing, but I love that about Joe. He'll watch me, he'll laugh at me and then he'll hug me. And I'll be like, get the fuck off me. But it will help me. Like, it really does. It gets me back. But, like, I need to have the, like, baby tantrum I need to have.
But you're also communicating, though. You come back to earth. Yeah. So I'm saying you're processing and communicating.
And then after the tantrum, I'll look at him and be like, want to go get a coffee? And he will always say yes. Like, I need that kind of love. But if it's something that's super upsetting to me and it's not funny and I can't have a tantrum and it won't help that, like usually the tantrum is coming with something's wrong with me. It has nothing to do with
right,
him.
Of course.
if it's something he's doing that's pissing me off, I will text. Like, I will, that texting is exactly how I would communicate, because in person it never goes well. Well,
sometimes I find in person, yeah, if I'm hyped and he's on the defense, yeah, then we're not going to resolve.
And I'll
then
always be like, how do you think that makes me feel? And he's like, oh, sometimes I'm really sorry.
Putting it in writing is, yeah, helpful. Like in the past when Mike and I were growing up together and there were like big things we had to get through, we would write letters, or I would write a letter and he would have to read it.
And you have to like respond.
No, literally. I'm sure pigeon. I'm very difficult. Like, I'm sure that there's things, yeah, that, yeah, no, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't marry you.
Why? I'm a great wife.
You're annoying.
I'm not annoying.
100%.
Look at the life he has. Type A. I've literally built Type the most A. beautiful fucking life.
No, literally, I would borrow Rachel's. I
make him better.
I literally, if I went to Rachel's closet right now, she has like 900 black sweaters. I could take a black sweater from the middle of the black sweaters and she would text me and be like, where's that black sweater? And I'm like, how the fuck do you know that black sweater existed?
Can I tell you something?
It's
borderline. I could probably tell you right now the exact order of my sweaters in my closet.
It's just not.
It's not a good thing. And I didn't know this about myself. I didn't know I was type A until somebody was like, you're type A.
You are.
I didn't know that.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Like sometimes I wish I could, but it's just not for me. Like if you went into my closet right now, you'd puke.
I think I used to be like that.
But I accept myself in that
form. I used to be like that. You're wrong. Like, I was not that. I just learned what...
I'm not changing.
It's not that. I'm telling you, it's, like, more efficiency than anything else. And, like, it's more that I got a taste of what it felt like to, like, be organized and be like that.
I get that.
And then I knew it made me feel better. So I was like, okay, like, I'm going to be like this.
Yeah.
But also, I need to admit out loud and say this loud and clear. Like, I'm not organized alone. Like, I have somebody helping me organize my shit.
Cool.
From time to time.
I'm going to literally make mom come organize me and then, yeah, I'll destroy it.
Like, it. Like, I need help. That's my point, though. Like, I communicate. Like, a lot of delegation happens in my life. Per your point of Stassi Schroeder, I think what her point was is, like, I don't do it all. Like, I have help. I think
she wasn't talking about help. It was more just, like, people put a lot of pressure, I think, probably on celebrities. Like, you can even see it in the comments. I don't know if you ever see it. Like, you can see when your friends comment on celebrities' posts all the time. I don't know why. Like the algorithm. It like shows, yeah, up, and it's like people put so much pressure on celebrities to be these like perfect people or beings or teach them things. It's like, I don't know why you're idolizing celebrities in that way. I don't get that. I've never been on that train.
I
mean,
if I had to guess, I would say celebrities, like, they have the most amount of help you could imagine.
Yeah.
You know, that's happening behind the scenes. Like, there's probably like a rotation of childcare, a rotation of
100%.
Like,
I just don't get why people aspire to be that. Like,
think it looks effortless. Like, for example, things people probably don't realize is like, there's probably like a private chef, like when postpartum, like a private 100%. Chef, like in the kitchen, like cooking organic, cooking with certain ingredients. So to say you have an opinion about ingredients, but you're not doing X, like, you're not always seeing the whole picture.
Yeah.
But fuck comparison for a second. I think the bottom line is, like, you're gonna fall into a rut, like, every so often. And it's gonna feel hard and it's gonna feel challenging. And I think what happens for me is a visualization of, like, a ceiling breaking. And I always can tell, like, something's gotta give or change in my life, like, by paying attention to the signs.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to the signs.
You're the driver's seat of your own life. Like, yeah. I think sometimes people...
I am the captain of my ship.
I am the captain. Well, someone asked me, how do you cope with jealousy of other people's professional achievements?
Right, we did like a frequently asked question thing on Soul Busy.
I don't... I'm probably like a weird person, but I don't care about other people's achievements. Or I don't get jealous of other people's achievements. I don't know. Do you?
I'm very big on not looking.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really look at other people... I don't really put myself in the same shoes as anyone else because I don't think I'm living the same life as anyone else. And I feel like everybody can say the same thing about their life. Like, everybody's life is so vastly different. I think it matters. And everybody has such different preferences and different ways they like to do things. I think it matters more about what you feel as an individual. And then you can, like, then comparison can come into play. But as far as, like, me getting jealous of someone, I'm so happy and so grounded and so fulfilled that I don't ever feel jealous of somebody because I'm happy.
I don't focus, like, the word jealousy is like a tough word because it's like, it depends on like the scenario, I would say. It's not like, I don't ever feel like jealous of somebody else because I
feel so jealous of someone's like waistline.
Me too. Yeah, no, deaf waistline 100%.
Like when I see like a girl,
but I'm also like, I could have that if I just shut my mouth.
I love food too much to do that.
Food makes me 100% very happy.
Like, I'd rather eat. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, like, right now I'm inside of a 3-day fast. Like, I could pass out at any minute. I mean, like, I'm absolutely...
Passing out is on the exhausted. Table.
But jealousy-wise, like, let's say, like, I'll give an example of, like, bedtime, right? Like, I am definitely, like, a loose, organic mom who, like, lets the emotion ride the situation. But,
what
like...
do you mean? Like, you're saying,
okay, like you let Lily,
lead with love.
Like,
but I like that.
Yeah, you like that until you have an untamed toddler. And then you're like, I got to learn a different way. So like, for example, like bedtime routines. Like, I'm the second in my friend group to have had children. So my first friend is like the one who takes the education hit and like does the research and like tells me what she learned. So like, that's my, Nicole does that for me.
Yeah.
So like, Nicole was having a problem with bedtime. And, like, she was, like, going crazy. Like, she was, like, going to fucking lose her shit. She's like, I don't have a night. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, it's 150 books and then 150 songs. And, like, what the fuck do I do? So she hired a sleep specialist. And, like, for a lot of money. And I was like, you can just, like, let me fucking know what she says. So she sent me the whole deck and, like, taught me everything. And it started to work for her. And she started to call me. She would call me at night. Like, normally we would talk at, like, 9:30, like, when bedtime was over. And we would just stare at each other on the phone for, like, 5 minutes and be like, what the fuck just happened to both of us? Then she started calling me at 8. And she was like, bedtime's over. He's sleeping. And I'd be like, wait.
What changed?
What are you talking about? So, like, when we talk about, like, jealousy, for a second, I got, like, a wave of, like, wait, I want to do that. Like, I want to know what you did. I want to feel that. Like, I want to have that for my baby. So, like, if that's a form of jealousy, sure, I experienced that in that format. But then I'm, like, immediately implementing whatever the fuck she told
me. Does it work?
Yeah. So she literally, what the sleep consultant told her is that her husband and her were doing the bed routine differently. And because they were both approaching bedtime differently, he didn't know what to expect. So basically, like, there was no solid rules or routine. Yeah. So, like, basically what we did with Lily is we said, you can have 4 books, you can have 4 songs, 1 song out of the crib for a belly rub, and then I'm leaving the room. And
well, so, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, but what you don't realize if you don't, I mean, I never experienced this before, but Mike was doing, you know, like 6 books,
yeah,
and like you pee at this time and like you do this and you brush your teeth in this bathroom or like whatever it is. And like, so there's nothing she could expect. Well, they hold
on to the change.
Right. So like I got a moment of like a wave of jealousy of like, I wish that was me or I wish that was my life. But then I made it immediate action. So like, I guess that would be an example of jealousy and how like I dealt with it.
If you really want something, you can have it.
That's sort of why I go back to language and mindset. Like I'm never looking at it being like, oh, like you're better than me or like, I wish I had what you had. It's just more like, is there something I should learn here? Or is there some clarity I need to gain in order to like get what I want? Like,
it's funny. Like I used to wish for other people's bodies, like what we were talking about. I'd be like, oh, and then I'm like, no, you don't wish for that because you have no idea like what they have versus what you have.
It could be an eating disorder. Like,
yeah,
it could
like
be
you just,
something you don't see.
It's something I stop myself from doing. And I know it's super hard. Like I definitely scroll on TikTok and I'm like, ugh, this girl's so pretty. She eats so healthy. She's her husband's so hot. She has this many kids. I love her house. I've done that before, but
then like I'm home also, decor.
Yeah. Then I'm also like, I really love what I did though. Like, and I really love what I do.
Fucking
and so I don't know what you're talking about.
I did that last week with somebody's home decor. I was like, ugh, I like her bed frame better than mine. And I was like, and I like her fucking lime wash better than mine. And I was like, I want that.
Well, people do that to me. Like I'll go on group trips and they're like, I love that bag. I love this. I'm like, you can buy it.
Right.
Like, you want it? Like
you literally want it?
Like, I was like, Gabby, I just got this blush. She's like, oh, I love that. I'm like, here.
I just responded to something you said by singing a Disney song. And I honestly need a moment of shame.
We have to go home.
You know, nobody, you know, no, that song that they like, Nobody Like You from Turning Red. They go, you want it?
No, Rachel, I don't watch Turning Red. Oh. And I don't want to. Like, thank you. Can you talk about confidence and how you are your most confident selves?
Yeah.
Also a hard topic for me.
It's a very hard topic. Okay. So like, I am not confident in myself when I'm not taking care of myself. I've learned that about myself. So like when I'm like eating like a shithead, skipping the gym and skipping meditations or my clarity moments for me, I am not confident. I hate everything and I don't operate at my highest self.
Yeah, unfortunately, just because like I'm have emotional eating diet problems in my head, my confidence comes from when I'm feeling good with my body and my weight and my food.
Right.
And that's why I'm always talking about that, because I feel like my trauma just comes from that, where I'm just like, oh, does my jeans fit me? Am I going out to dinner tomorrow and I'm going to have to wear leggings? Like, my confidence slowly dwindles when I'm not taking care of my body.
Yeah.
So I think if you're like, how are you confident? But on the other hand of that, there is a piece of me that always has some sort of confidence for no reason. Like,
no,
like,
I don't think it's for no reason.
I don't know what it is.
Instilled. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I think it's like instilled in us. Like, I definitely, like, I think back to when I was a hobbit in middle school, and like, I had teeth growing out of my nose. I had braces like coming out of my face. Like, I literally had like a, just not, it wasn't good, and it wasn't a good look. And I have to tell you, I thought I was really pretty. And I think, I think it's because mom was like, you're absolutely beautiful.
I wonder if confidence is not something you have, it's something you build. So like, I if you think about it, like, I think you can build your own internal confidence. I guess, I don't know.
It might be a matter of like not giving a fuck.
Could be also it.
That might be part of it. But like, I can say this, like, if I think my breath smells and somebody's coming up to me, my confidence goes down, right? So like, I need gum.
And I'll,
if
like
I
have say gum, it out loud.
I'm okay. Yeah. So like, I'll say it all. I'll be like, my breath probably stinks. And then I'm like, I need a piece of gum. Or like, if I feel fat and I'm like, I'm in a bathing suit and I feel fat likely because I've been eating fat. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, it's like, there's a correlation. I think that's why I brought up accountability though. Yeah. Like, a confidence has to do with accountability for me. Like, we talk about, like, you asked me about like waking up at 6 a.m. for my workout classes, whatever, right? I like feel more confident knowing that I put that effort in because like, I can feel like I'm toned.
Yeah.
Like, whether I am or I'm not is like not, but I feel like I can correlate being like, I did that, so I get this.
Yeah.
It's logical for me.
Yeah. More often than not, I'm definitely like doing the like, oh, I'm not going to the gym. I don't fucking care. I'm going to sit on my couch and eat my dinner and then go to bed. Like, I definitely, but, and I think that's the easier way out, to be honest.
You know, what is interesting to me, philosophically speaking, that is like the one thing I remember of college before I dropped out. It was like a philosophy class, and the whole class was about, I could have probably studied philosophy. I'm not kidding. Like, I think it's so fucking interesting. Like, the Roman Empire, but like,
it's interesting. It's hard to understand at that age, but yeah,
it is. So the whole class was about, if you know cigarettes kill you,
Why
are you smoking them? If you know that, because sometimes you just want a fucking bogey in your shit face. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I that's feel that way answer. Constantly when I put pizza in my mouth.
Right. Like, if you know the pizza is going to make you fat, or maybe it won't make you fat, but like, if it's like not the best choice layered on top of like the ice cream sundae you had for breakfast, like, why are you doing it? It's like an interesting concept.
I think it's dopamine.
Diet Coke. I know it's a chemical. Like, I, as I'm drinking it, I'm like, I am drinking a chemical that was made in a lab that is not food. And I am fucking sucking that shit down with my Slurpee straw.
That's interesting.
That's what I'm saying. It's philosophy. So you sit there and you contemplate why. Why will you still, as a human, know the repercussions of your actions yet proceed?
Happiness.
Right.
Right?
I think that has to be the only answer. Like, a quick jolt of happy.
Well, I think I'm an emotional eater though. Like, literally, I was sad yesterday and I was scrounging for food. Like, I was like, what will make me happy? It's sickening.
Immediate satisfaction.
Yeah, like, what will change your mood? And I'm like, the pizza and Joe's mom's chocolate cake she made.
How is that chocolate cake?
It's homemade.
Like, moist?
I also was doing something really weird, by the way. Also,
you didn't answer the question.
I will tell you. She makes like the box cake with the box frosting, and somehow it's amazing.
I think that that's enough.
It's a very odd satisfaction.
The box cake really does work.
She like makes it into two layers though.
Like, you can like hack it. You know that? You can like put like Jell-O.
I know what you're talking
pudding
about.
Pudding mix.
But she makes it with like, it looks like an actual cake. So it's like when you cut into it, it's two layers. She's so annoying. I don't know why. She's just like one of those bakers. It's like she puts it perfectly and it looks
presentation.
Perfect. But she really cares about that. So it was nice. But as I was eating the chocolate cake and pizza, I was making myself a healthy lunch today. And I was laughing because I would have been like thinking, oh, she's going to take out tomorrow. Like, I don't even care. But I was laughing at myself. I made the taco meat with the beans. Like, I made the whole dinner. And I was like, okay, I'll give you it. Like, I'll have some balance tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, because I usually would spiral.
I want to make that statement, though. Like, whether you're feeling not confident, jealous, exhausted to the point where, like, you want to fucking kill everyone. Like, whatever the fuck it is, like, your kids are just depleting you. I think you have to first, like, slow down. And like, honestly, ask yourself. Think about
the alternatives too. It's like, right. You're not getting rid of your kids. You're not getting rid of your dogs.
Well, I think that's where like chronic illness comes into play though. That's my personal theory. Like if you keep running on the state of zero gas, or if you continue this behavior, what will it compound effect to is something I think about often, right? So it's like, I need to stop myself in my tracks when those things are happening.
I was just gonna say, life is a series of me, I feel like, stopping myself in my tracks. Yeah. Because you can go down.
Or redirecting yourself.
Or redirecting, yeah. I love saying that because you can, and I think with come confidence is having a relationship with yourself. Like, yes, having a community is important to me, but like, I like to find the answers within me. Like, that's just like a, I don't know if that's my ego. I don't know what it is, but I really believe.
I think you're honestly confident in your own ability to self-soothe and solve. So like, you know, you have the answer.
Like when I'm sad and everyone's calling me, I'm like sometimes just like rejecting the call. Cause I'm like, there's nothing you can say. There's nothing anyone can do. And I'm not saying that could just be for me. Like, and that's just how I act. But like, I do think sometimes you have the answers within yourself and you have to find them within yourself.
I don't think it's sometimes, I think it's always.
Yeah, I guess it is always.
I honestly think that's like, it's what I said to you. It like comes down to faith and trust. And like, it's hard to remember. I think it's easy to say this shit in times of ease, right? Like, you're like, sometimes I'll get in my car and I'm like, woohoo, like I've got this shit down. Like I love this fucking car and I love my businesses and I love my team and I love my family and I love everything about life and I'm happy and I'm happy and I'm happy. And I'll say these things and I'll be like, motherfucker, something's gonna come sprinkling down. That. And it always does. Like that's the thing. And I taught myself really early on in my career when those moments happen where I'm like on a high, I'm like, I'm gonna appreciate this high, but I know it will never last.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not like a negative thing. I'm not like manifesting the negative. It's just like a reality thing. Yeah,
I know. I hate living. Like, and I think that does come from childhood shit too, where it's like you're waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Right.
Like mom always said that to me. She's like, I feel like you're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. And I was like, I feel like I always lived like that.
But then you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, right. And then you die. So it's like really what matters is like the present.
I think the world sometimes just feels suffocating and like you have to find how you can find your breath. Like that's really, sometimes I'm like, ugh, like suffocating. I want to scream, like, get the fuck away from me. Stop calling me. Stop texting me. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. Or like, I want to do this and I don't want to do that. Like, but you just, there's calmness in the fact that you have a relationship with yourself and that you can bring yourself back.
One like, thing you just described is leadership though. And like you and I lead in work, right? Like it's our job to know the answer to everything that no one else knows the answer to. Like everyone else has the right to be like, I don't know. Or I don't know. What do you think? Mm-hmm. You know, we have the responsibility of making that decision all day and to be confident in that decision.
In your personal life, no one has that.
Well, what I was thinking about while you were talking is that leadership is actually a lot like motherhood. And I think that that's probably what happens to a lot of moms is they've never experienced leadership being the decision maker. So for me, I already knew what that felt like is like making a decision.
That's true.
Motherhood is a lot of decision making because you are the one that has to make the final call on how you're parenting or what they're eating or, and that's why I think there's a lot of stress load on moms. You know what I mean? So then when I think about me as a leader, sometimes at the end of the day, I'm really tired from being the decision maker. And then I have to go home and be the decision maker at home too. You know what I mean? Because I am the mother. I am the leader. That is who I am. And then when you're always relied on and you're always holding the weight of things, then you become exhausted.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Yeah. And then I need to replenish. Yeah. And that is the moment you're talking about when it's like you need to reflect and know how the fuck am I feeling and what the fuck do I need? You got to ask yourself those things. Can I self-soothe or do I need to go to an external source to find some soothing?
Or do I need like a little vacation right. Or like a moment away, or do I need to sit in my car and scream? Like, do I need to go to Home Goods and browse and have an hour to myself?
You're so funny. Like I just did that like 2 weeks ago. I was like, what do I need? What do I need? What do I need? I was like, I need Home Goods.
I truly don't make too many plans on the weekends. Sometimes when I'm feeling like anxious, I will make some plans. Like I'll be like something to look forward to. I always like to have.
Gotta have something to look forward to.
But that doesn't mean I'm filling my time with random shit that I'm not looking forward to. If I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it. And there has been times I've done something I don't want to do and I fucking regret it. And I hate that. But you have to learn from that.
Well, those are other areas you need to know yourself.
Yeah. There's just times where I'm like, do I want to hang out with these people? Do I want to sit and talk about nothing? Is this worth my time? you have to ask yourself all of those questions. But it's always worth my time to go on a little vacay with Joe or you and Mom. It's always worth my time.
Right, like we have one next week. You know, we're going to go hop on a little plane, going to treat ourselves like we're going to fucking go off. And, you know, like it's the most stressful time of the year owning an e-com brand. Like we're about to go into holiday, Black Friday, like things we've been planning for all year since January 1.
It's funny, like my friends, we were sitting at the beach this Saturday and I was telling them like e-com brands are crazy. And like, I was explaining to them like what we do all day. And I'm like, I feel like people think that we just sit in the salon and get our hair done all day and like laugh.
They do.
And I'm like, you guys are so silly. I sit in a meeting from 8 a.m. to sometimes 5 p.m. and I don't get up all day.
Putting myself in their shoes, I think I would wonder what we were talking about all day. And what we're talking about all day, in case you are curious, is like launches that are happening next year. In 2026.
Right.
Like
literally
next year. And also like, what will the packaging look like? And what color is the zipper? And what is the quality? And when will the sample get here? And you have
to
have
ideas. Like ideas are hard to come up with.
Well, think about it. An idea that launches for big brands a year later was thought about a year before, if not earlier than that. It's like
e-com brands are definitely different.
It's just wild. Yeah. I think the weight of the world can just be really taxing. And I think on women, especially, you know, like sometimes I find men can just very easily brush it off and not care. It's wild. Like they can go into tunnel vision. Like I care about everything. I care about how everybody around me feels. I care about how everybody around me is doing, their well-being. Like, and I think about it. I think about it often. And that's
sometimes I'm envious of Joe's brain, but then I'm also like, oh, my brain's so great.
Right. So what are you talking about? Fucking brain.
I definitely don't. But it's just, I'm envious of the way he's just like, okay, on to the next. We're going to move on. We're going to fix it. It's going to change. We'll get what we want. Like I love his mentality. That was a big thing for me, is finding someone that really matched my energy.
I think, like, you know yourself well.
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to. And I think like at the end of the day, like when you are too exhausted to give a flying fuck and like the world is on your shoulders and like you have something going on that's really hard, it's like you just gotta go inside.
Yeah. And sometimes you need to lean into the bullshit. Like sometimes I want to be nasty and talk shit and be annoying and fucking... sometimes I need that. Like, and I'm not saying that's always great.
Everybody talks shit.
Yeah. Like sometimes I just need a moment to just be like, ugh, that's so fucking
but
annoying.
But then you got to come back around and be like, why did 100%. I just say that? And why, where is that coming from? What's the root of that? Like, why am I feeling what I'm feeling?
Yeah.
It's the why. It's like really at the end of the day, what's motivating you? What's driving you? And like, can you find the light and the gratitude in every fucking situation? I know that's annoying to say, but it is a life hack. Like to come back to gratitude and be like, I'm so happy and grateful I am healthy today is a very nice thought.
There has to be something you come back to that's positive, even if the most negative people in the world.
If your self-talk in your head is I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm tired, I can't handle it, I'm upset, I'm da 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 da, then that would be the first thing I'd change, because I that is not my self-talk in my head. If you want to talk about like type A or being perfect, that's something I'm fucking perfect about.
Something I always try to hold on to, and this isn't, I don't want people to have it worse or better than me, or like, I'm happy for everyone, but like, I'm always like, people, you're lucky for what you have, even if you're going through something hard, because there's always someone that has it worse. And I'm not saying I want them to have it worse. I'm just, you have to remember that there's some sort of gratitude in your situation.
I kind of stopped with the somebody could have it worse or it could always be worse, because I find that to be like a reverse manifestation of like me. I'm not shitting on you. I'm just implying like,
I don't care.
I've erased that. Like in my head, it's more like focused on the positive reinforcement of what I do have in that moment without comparison to what people do or don't have.
Yeah, I mean it more in a gratitude way where it's you're lucky you don't have this or
I understand.
That or whatever. Like
the reason I say that too though is because what if that did happen? You would still, what if the worst happened? You know, we've talked about that before.
I agree.
You know what I mean? What if the thing that you think in that moment perspective wise does happen, right? You still have to find the gratitude.
You also still have to hold on to hope that it's not.
Right, and faith. So like even if the worst thing happens, the worst case scenario, it's like you're going to have to keep surviving. You're going to have to find a way. And you can either choose to do it miserably or do it happy. It's like, yeah. I think that's the choice. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's like, that was the point about mom, what mom was saying about like when people say like, what are you having for a baby? And they're like, I don't care as long as it's healthy. I agree. I say those things too. But I think that the point that handicapped moms make is, or like people who have special needs children or whatever the case is like, what if they weren't?
Yeah.
Would you not be happy? And the answer is you would still be happy. You know what I mean? So they're like, as long as they're healthy. Well, what if they're not? You know, shields up, cancel clear, all the fucking shit. But like, if they weren't, would you just crumble in a ball and die?
I don't think you can.
Right, you can't. So it's like, that's why I'm saying it's like, it's not as long as. It's I wish for them to be healthy and happy. You know what I mean? Not as long as, because you always have to survive. Otherwise, you just die.
Yeah, I think it's nice to know you're not alone in this world, though.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, my most valued friendships are the ones where I can just be like, you know, my daughter's taking a piece of bread for lunch. you know what I mean? Like, and no one judges that. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone who's like, yes. And
well, she needs protein.
Right. Like, I don't respond to me like that. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Well, she really needs antioxidants in her berries.
Right. Like, no.
Like, bitch, we're getting Hershey bars.
Yeah. I love Hershey bars. I'm not allowed to send them to preschool anymore. I got in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were really like modernizing her like millennial lunch.
Am I a millennial? I was trying to give her like a little baby mini Hershey bar I got. And the teacher was like, she's in preschool. Please don't do that. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, it's Halloween.
It wasn't. It was not Halloween.
Well, it's gonna be.
Anywho, bottom line is we're not always fucking soul busy, and half the time I'm exhausted. It's just more about how I'm coming back.
And don't get caught up in comparison. And you're your best person to get you out of anything.
Yeah,
you know yourself the best.
At the end of the day, it's about the relationship you have with yourself to have a growth mindset and just knowing that everything's temporary and everything will come to an end in the most beautiful way. You know, it's just like, I am tired right now. I'm tired. Like, I feel like a little worn out, but I have my self-care pre-scheduled. I've communicated with Mike about like what I'll need tonight. Like the fact that I need to sleep in like at a certain point in time or whatever, like having something to look forward to. I know that I have vacation next week. Like, I'm tired, but I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So it's just
there's like, always a light at the end of the tunnel
until there isn't. And then when there's not, there still is, you know, in death. There's beautiful.
Mic drop.
Beauty. Mic drop. Rock on.
I do love those. Like those TikToks where it's like, when you get to heaven, your dog's there. Like, do you ever see those? Yeah. I love those.
And your dog's like running through a field. Honestly,
dogs change lives though. They're there for you.
I told Carly this morning about the hurricane and I was like so sad about it. And she was like, what about the dogs?
And I don't know. Dogs have really changed my life.
I was like, what about the horses?
I really like the silence of the dog and the love they give.
Dogs are not silent, Carly. Your dogs make the worst noises I've
ever heard. They're silent at my house. They're not like what you think. You don't know
totally
about anything.
No, like every time I face them, they're
totally. My dogs are cuter than yours.
Bye.
Rock on.